Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. What a phenomenal guest we just had.
That's awesome.
Wasn't he amazing?
Yep.
And what he's doing for veterans is just absolutely incredible. Well, this is a gentleman I've wanted to have on for a long time in my radio career. The former Trojan.
Right.
From Southwest High School. The home of the Troyettes.
Let's get them on.
Right.
Go ahead.
You want to John Anderson, John Mino, and Jim Schmidt. How are you?
I am terrific. Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny.
It is a pleasure to talk with the mayor again since I was there in 2008.
I remember that.
For our Titletown USA bit that we did for ESPN when we wrongly named Valdosta, Georgia. Titletown USA, so I finally get a chance to apologize to him.
There we go.
For that gross thing. And then John, obviously, without trying to make anybody feel older, as someone who I watched growing up and early in my career, it's great to be on with both of you.
Well, thank you very much, John. I always wonder if I was an inspiration.
Oh, geez. Okay, John, we'll talk about you.
Fine, it was Jarts.
Say, you are a... Everybody takes credit for... I mean, everybody loves John Anderson, and... I mean, you've really done extremely well. And can you just share with us a little bit for some of our listeners, your career path? It's phenomenal what you have done coming from Southwest High School at, 18 years old. What did you do after that?
Mizzou?
Still ride on the coattails of John Anderson, the all-decade linebacker. I literally was on the radio with some folks in ESPN Wisconsin 2 weeks ago, and a guy called in and thought that's who they were talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
So I have for 40 years totally skated on that and not corrected anything. and I'm not going to. And, yes, John Mino, you, not just Bill Jarts, Jim Klein and John Campbell and Al Jerkins. Like, I can go back and name all of those guys from when I was a kid. And even, like I said, into adolescence, I'd come back from the University of Missouri, which is where I went right after high school for college, to a very nice journalism school there, great journalism school. Then I went to Oklahoma, and then I went to Phoenix, and I went to ESPN. I was probably, 33 years old? And then for 25 years, they have obviously not recognized who's on their program and just kind of let me go. And I've tried not to attract too much attention for fear that Chris Berman or somebody will look and go like, when did that guy go on TV? And shouldn't we do something about that?
It's amazing, though, John, that you, I mean, that was a, what's the word? Meteorite rise. That's why you're ESPN.
Meteoric.
Meteoric. Thank you, Todd. Meteoric. Sure. That's a pretty meteoric ride to go from Mizzou, which did have a great journalism school and everything like that, to ESPN in that short of a time.
10 or 11 years. The difference is, it's kind of, and I mean this in all sincerity, and because, listen, if I can lack humility, I will. When I left school, I graduated in 87. ESPN was really still fairly new. It was 7-8 years old. And even when I went into J school at 83, like, that was not a destination place, right? Then Dan and Keith and Bob Lee and all these people made ESPN this destination job, but it wasn't. When I got out of school, it was, okay, do I want to work in cable TV? Right, John? You would appreciate that.
Yeah, what it was. Yeah.
Right. Could I find a good job, actually? Could you get to Green Bay as maybe a second market job? Or could I find a way into Milwaukee or Chicago or Minneapolis, Detroit, kind of back home, a bigger market, local news? And that's really everybody that I was in school with that had sports or even news aspirations, because even then CNN was sort of getting off the ground. So it was a bit of a different time.
Right.
And then once I got there, I thought, boy, was I really fortunate, because when the time I got there, ESPN was then just celebrating its 20th anniversary. I can remember being at the big 20th anniversary party and thinking, wow, this is amazing. And now they're up to 40. So, it was a nice rise, but I was also really fortunate timing that, okay, this is actually a thing, and it's actually going to go, and it's actually going to be viable, because as I said, when I first got out of high school and just got out of college, maybe that wasn't a place people thought of going. And I was lucky to get there at a time of really big growth.
In 85 or 86, when I was doing sports here in Green Bay full time, I was like their Packer correspondent. I mean, that's how few people they had. Like, if there was a story and something that happened here, I remember with Charles Martin. Remember Charles Martin slammed McMahon? Yep. And I was the guy that reported on that for ESPN because they weren't sending people out. They didn't have enough people to send out all around the country back then. I mean, that's how, you know, Bones Barrett kind of was.
Well, John, we still see your career as meteoric. We think
mine?
No, not you, John. Oh, okay. Not John Anderson. Jeez,
mine's a meteor coming down. Yes,
there's Todd. What's the word? What's the opposite of meteoric? We'll get to that later.
All right. Well, I'm working with you, so
it just shows you there's a ceiling. What do you do? Tell me about life right now. I mean, people want to hear about you
and your podcast with the local
right,
guy.
That's big.
Yeah, I am. I'm actually kind of scaling back, like 25 years again. I have never been in local government or national government, whatever, but I'm pretty sure y'all don't go on at 11 at night and work till like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Right? Yep.
I mean, I'm not to say there aren't things that will go well into the evening to make sure the proper legislation gets hashed out. But I'm tired of staying up till 2 or 3 in the morning. So I've kind of scaled back a little. I feel like maybe we're winding down at ESPN, which is totally fine. We've got kids in college waiting to kind of get them done so that the few paychecks come in and we can cover some tuition. But I've settled into a nice spot. I don't have to work SportsCenter 200 nights a year anymore. I'm really happy. I've been doing a ton of track and field, which is something that I have a great passion for, going back to when I actually was at Southwest. So I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to go back. I'll cover the Olympics for the Olympic broadcast network this summer, which is really kind of nice. You go to, I don't know, 250 some odd countries. That's amazing. I have hooked up with a friend of mine, Trevor Thomas, to do a podcast called Inside Wisconsin. I know it's not the most creative way name, but it's sort of gets right to the point. Hey, it's people from Wisconsin talking to other people from Wisconsin, which makes, you know, makes great sense. We just finished up with Don Mikowski. Our next guest is going to be the new brewer manager, Pat Murphy. And we describe it quite simply as, if you know what a bubbler is, the podcast is for you. And if you don't, then that's fine.
And move on,
but
buddy.
You're not going to understand everything we talk about.
How do we find that, John?
Just if you go to anywhere, you can find your podcast, Apple Podcasts, any of those places, just type in Inside Wisconsin. Anderson usually works, even though that's sort of a generic name. And you can find it Inside Wisconsin. Actually, it's the Inside Wisconsin Show. I've come to find out those are very important things. The Inside Wisconsin Show. So if you Google it, then you can find us in all the other places that the kids do these things now, with whether it's Twitter, X, Facebook, on YouTube, all those places. But it's the Inside Wisconsin Show. Type John Anderson, and voila, we are there.
Where did you work in Arizona, John?
I worked at Tempe. I worked in Phoenix at KPHO, which at the time was the absolute dog station.
Yeah. Can I tell you a quick story about that?
We did a 7-minute newscast at 10 o'clock so we could get to Seinfeld.
There you go.
When I went to Arizona State. I went to ASU.
Okay.
And when I was going for an internship, they were like the lowest rated station. Right, so like I thought, I'm going to go there. You know, easiest, you know, one to get into, okay? Here's the deal.
Like 93% acceptance rate.
Yes, but it's an old school guy who, and John, you've run into a million of these guys, and so have I. Older sportscaster who plateaued at a pretty low level, but because he's got longevity, he acts like he's a little bit bigger and better than he is. Do you know the type, John?
I know them well.
Yes.
And in fact, I tell people part of the reason I have succeeded in life is when I came out of school, I went to Tulsa. It was actually my first job, I was a part-time news photographer. I edited in-house stuff for Recuts at Late, and then I would produce on the weekends.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Knowing what I wanted to do, but easier to get a job in the business.
But here's the deal. Jim, who knows more about sports than anybody you know?
Well, I have to say you, because you're my...
So what he did, he said, I have to give you a quiz first before I allow you to be my intern. I'm like, okay, no problem. But here's the good part. I still remember some of the questions. Some are give it to you, John. Okay.
Okay, I'm listening.
Name the three weapons in International Olympic fencing competition.
Boy, after the epee, I don't know where I would go.
Oh, very good. You got the epee. I got the saber.
There might be a saber.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, it might be a saber. And then the third one, I mean, fountain pens? I don't know.
So I didn't get the internship. So I called. Do you remember Bill Denny? Was he there when you were in Phoenix?
He was not there, but he was
legendary.
KPNX.
The
ghost and legend of him was very much around.
Yes. So I called him up. And he said, absolutely, you're going to work for free. I'm like, I'll do anything you want. Turns out his number two guy's weekend guy was a guy by the name of Fred Rogan. Remember him?
Yep.
Worked at
went out to L.A., became famous.
Became famous, national TV show. He and I became roommates. So it's like, and I always thought about that, about this other guy who was like going nowhere and how he treated a young kid versus this other guy who was the top ranked guy in the world, how he treated a young kid. And I've always thought that. Always treat these young kids, you know, with respect,
right?
Type of thing.
But he knows what an epi is.
Yeah, he does.
One of the first rules I learned coming out of J school was like, don't cross anybody any more than you have to, because someday they'll be your boss.
That's
right? And you are going to come again and again.
I just thought of the other weapon.
Epi.
What do you got?
Foil.
The foil.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. How'd you forget that?
Know that.
Somebody texted in, John. John Anderson, you're talking about, you never know who you're going to be working for. You talked about that being true in the J school. It's kind of true everywhere. I mean, politically, mm-hmm. in the business world, I teach here in Green Bay, and I tell the students that. Just be nice to everybody, because they're going to remember that. And
absolutely.
If you're not nice to them, they're going to remember that, too.
I got to finish that story, then.
Okay, all right.
I got to finish that story, John. Right. So then, I'm working at KOLD-TV in Tucson.
Yep.
And I get a call one day. He goes, hey, how you doing here? Just wondering if you have any openings. I kind of lost my job, but I've got 40 years of experience. It was that guy.
Yes.
When he said, I said, send a resume tape. When he sent the resume tape, I took it like this, showed my buddy Greg Mills, the sports director, and we threw it in the garbage without even opening it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like you'd like to think, John, right, that is an uncommon story, but that's probably a more common story than not.
Yes.
It really is.
Well, John Anderson, we're running out of time. I can't thank you enough for being a part of this.
We want
to promote the heck out of your podcast, and would love to have you on again down the road if that would be okay.
You have my number. I'd be more than happy anytime. And again, to Mayor Schmidt, my apologies for ESPN's 2008 boneheadedness of Valdosta.
George. It's all for you,
John Anderson, right. ESPN.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You. Tammy Elliott's up next. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Very special thanks to John Anderson from ESPN joining us. We are definitely going to have him on again someday soon. That was just great. We're off to a great start today. We have two very special guests coming in today. But first of all, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Let me tell you something. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin will replace your leaky windows and doors while you put no money down. Make no payments with no interest for 18 months. There's more jingle that stays in your pocket. Not till next summer, but the one after that. 2025, a year and a half later. Pella's Elves installed year-round and can finish installation in as little as a day. From luxurious wood to fiberglass and vinyl, Pella has been rated number one for the highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay homeowners. So make this New Year's resolution. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, put no money down, no payments, no interest for 18 months, but please hurry. It only lasts until December 31st, which is coming up. Very, very special guest joining us again right now, Mrs. Tammy Elliott.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Who everyone knows, right? I mean, don't you feel that way in Green Bay? I mean, you guys, what, your market's probably, what, a million people you reach out to about?
Oh, sure.
I mean,
I'll go for that. So, well, I don't know if everybody knows. Thank you. Thank you for that.
A million seems a little high, doesn't it?
I don't know.
No, well, I don't think so, Johnny. You
got, really? But we do reach into the UP and down to Sheboygan County, Fond du Lac County.
Yeah, I guess maybe. Yeah. Or at least a million potential.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying a million people watch her every day. They should. But they're not.
I better look closely in the mirror if that many people are watching.
This is a large market because they combine Appleton and Green Bay as one market.
Okay.
So this is a large media market. And someone who is taking a meteoric, John likes that word.
I could not come up with that word. How embarrassing was that with John Anderson from ESPN? And I'm like, you know, a meteor thing.
He was talking about a meteor.
And
that's a big word for John. So we want to praise him all day because then he'll bring another big word in next week. But anyway, hey, someone who's taking, go ahead, Tim.
Yes, I was going to say it's not about me today. I'm actually super excited to bring in my new co-anchor at WBAY and Action 2 News this morning, Emerson Lehman.
All right, Emerson, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Thanks so much. I feel a lot of pressure sitting next to Tammy here. I know she's such a radio expert, but yeah.
Notice he feels no pressure with me.
I wasn't worried about you guys. I've been listening.
16 years. I was mayor for 16 years. I was 10-0. I was undefeated in elections. Undefeated.
John says that. I've never. Well, maybe once in a while. Emerson, welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, so happy to be here in Green Bay, coming up from Milwaukee. I Wisconsin born and raised in Kewaskum, so about an hour and a half south of here. And
is that where Conrad's from? Do you know Conrad?
Conrad.
We call him Convoy.
I could use the last name.
He works here for us.
Yeah, that's Green Bay. We don't give out last names.
I do know Conrad Krieger. He's in my brother's class. It's a small community. Yeah,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Coming up from Kewaskum, we're also home of Conrad Krieger.
And although we gave him a nickname, we don't like Conrad.
No.
What's the nickname?
Convoy.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'll pass
the
word.
He likes it a lot.
Yeah.
Because then one day I called him something else, Conroy or something like that.
Or Connor or something.
Something. And he goes, what happened to Convoy?
Yeah.
He's like, I like that.
He's loving Convoy.
He's loving Convoy.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I'll spread the word back home. They'll like to hear that as well.
When we name someone, we usually don't ask what they think about it. But
no,
we did for him because he's the producer.
Exactly.
These guys are very sensitive.
They're important.
They are.
And they have
a lot.
I
was as sensitive as Jim's dog.
We'll talk about that another time.
We'll let that slide.
He is awesome. So Milwaukee, then where?
Yeah, so I started in Wausau, actually.
Oh, Wausau.
So started in Wausau, went to CBS 58 in Milwaukee, and then here we are in Green Bay.
That's
so
awesome.
Keeping the Wisconsin tour going right now.
And there's something to be said for kind of homegrown in the state. I mean, there's just so many things that are unique to Wisconsin. It's a great state. I mean, they're all great, but we just have some unbelievable qualities here that I think growing up here, living here, I think people will appreciate. And that comes across even in the 2 minutes I've met you.
Well, I appreciate that. I like the state a lot. That's why I've been staying around. A lot of fun communities to try and pronounce. That helps a lot being from here. The cheese, the beer, can't go wrong there either.
We don't like Shawano and some of these other things that people put.
Exactly. It can be tough.
My worst when I started out was saying Berlin for Berlin.
This morning, Tammy looks at me and goes, hey, don't say Berlin.
Yes.
And she saved me because we would have got some angry calls. It would have happened.
That was my coming to Green Bay moment where it's like, what? That's Berlin. And they're like, no. And where it's
not.
Like the slightest little inflection or, you know, a different type of thing makes such a difference around here.
That's why it's so helpful sitting next to someone like Tammy who's been through it all and does so much. And
I've
such
made
a great...
all the mistakes, right?
She's making the mistakes for me, making sure I don't have to make
them. My favorite one that me and when we used to do the Mino and Nick show, we used to use a little promo all the time of Joe Namath doing the Rose Bowl parade. And it's, and up next is the Ashwa Benin Jaguar.
Wow. Now that one I would never pronounce Benin. Wrong. Because that's my alma mater.
Yeah.
So I was going to tell you guys, we've been getting to know Emerson this week, and big time, I think your listeners will love this, that Emerson, you're really into racing.
Oh yeah. Big motorsports guy. Grew up racing snowmobiles, go-karts, race car. Yeah, I will be at the racetrack lots of weekends. this summer. Hopefully, I mean, I'd love to get behind the wheel again
at some point. But that's what I mean, not just covering it, you actually...
I grew up from... I was four when I started racing snowmobiles. I started racing cars when I was 14.
Four?
And, yeah, 4 years old on little, like, kitty cat snowmobiles, you know, on the lakes and whatnot. Yeah, I did that from four until I was 10. Did go-karts from 10 until 14, and then... started racing cars when I was 14 years old. So
I was playing with Lincoln Logs when I was four. I wasn't racing.
Mom and dad had to do some convincing, I think, for mom to let us jump on those. But my brother, my sister, and I, we all did it. So yeah, it was a blast.
And then what kind of auto racing have you done?
Legend cars. So they the short track, dirt tracks in Wisconsin. I raced Beaver Dam Raceway a lot. Sun Prairie down in near Madison.
Ever do 141?
I did do 141. I don't like to talk about it though because I got my butt kicked. Oh. So I could use some revenge there. So maybe we'll make that happen. But
Ted Stefaniak and I used to broadcast those on Channel 32.
Oh, no kidding.
They had to stop because that dirt would get into the cameras. It's such fine dirt that it was like ruining the cameras. But they had the greatest concession stand. They had that one where it was like the brat patty and then the onions and the cheese, then the hamburger patty, and then bacon. It was unbelievable.
You can't beat a racetrack cheeseburger.
You cannot beat racetrack food.
Not at all.
Nowhere. Nope.
And our viewers are hoping that we have more motorsports coverage.
I've gotten several emails, comments already. In
all my years of doing TV sports, number one thing was always, how come we don't cover more racing? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, we've got our racing connection now.
We're ready to try and fix that this summer.
Awesome.
So we're ready
for it.
I can add a little bit to that. Road America at Elkhart Lake.
Absolutely.
Yes. I got a place down there. So and I'm not a big racer. I just couldn't get into it.
Sure.
But you obviously grew up. If you grow up in a sport, you love it, right?
You gotta love it. Exactly.
All right, that's cool. Hey, we're gonna have to.
Wait, Todd, quickly. Did you know Jim had a place in Elkhart Lake?
It's the first time hearing about it.
Me too.
I think he's opening it up to us.
First time today he's mentioned it. We gotta set a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight.
You anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 7:34 here and a good-looking morning out there. The wind's not howling like it normally is downtown Green Bay. And we've got some very special guests with myself and the Mayor and Todd, Tammy Elliott and Emerson Lehman, the new gentleman at WBAY Channel 2.
Yeah, and Action 2 News this morning. So we've been breaking Emerson in here. And I thought it would be great to join you guys on the radio and just kind of chat a little bit because, you know, when you're the new person in town, it's like people have a lot of questions and there are things we don't get to talk about on the news, right? Because we're too busy
so
doing
structured.
The news. But I was going to tell you guys that, so like Emerson, you've been in training, you know, and you did a great story that we had on the news today. And there's so many people that have, you know, these kind of stories to tell. And you reached out to a mom in Fond du Lac.
Yeah. Her young son, Grayson, he's got Denise Drash syndrome. So 500 cases worldwide and he needs a new kidney. So they're looking for a live organ donor to try and really step up and help save this young man's life. He's 4.5 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's going through a lot of dialysis every day. So hopefully that story is going to get out there, spread the word, and they're going to find a Christmas miracle for him.
Does it have to be somebody around his age?
No, so it can be, there's a live organ donation like partnership that you can do. So let's say you would come forward and say, hey, I want to donate my kidney to someone else for Grayson, then someone else, it'll bump him to the top of the list and the next donation that comes through, they'll be able to get him. So it's really just anybody that can be a viable donor can step up and hopefully help save him. But we've got all kinds of information at our website, WBAY.com. So make sure if you're interested, you know someone that might be, go check that out because it could be that family would really appreciate it.
You know, as much as we're going to look to you to do the morning news, and got to ask what time you get up in the morning, 3:30?
I get up today I rolled out of bed at 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. I'm trying to look back.
But you're doing the news, and Johnny can attest to this too. You know, this community is just a wonderful community, and a lot of things like with Grayson and. But how many times do we go there, Johnny, and we see, you know, a Bill Jarts or, you know, Tom Zlasky or just, I mean, these guys really, besides reporting the news, they're in Green Bay. I don't know if that happens everywhere.
It's like, when do people sleep?
Right. That's what I was saying. This, you know, you do one of these events till 10 at night. 2 o'clock comes pretty quick.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad you sound like you are looking forward to doing some of those
things. I am. I'm very excited for those. And I want people to reach out if they have something. I know we were just talking about the homeless shelter and, you know, other important things like that. Connecting with the community is something that is such a special part of our job and allowing us to be able to do that every day, not only through the TV screens, but at those events like that.
We just got a text here. It said, John, maybe he'll let you borrow his race car. Didn't Tammy beat you in a race years ago?
Yes, a running race,
no!
Not driving.
How hard is that?
No, no.
Yes.
How hard is that?
Oh, don't even get me started. She cheated.
I did not cheat.
She cut across like
race.
A field where nobody was looking. It was
Never
her beer belly run.
Cheated.
And she would stop at every station, chug a beer, and then keep running.
Did she still beat you?
I did not.
I'm learning so much about you this morning.
Right. Well, this is
I'm a little competitive. Okay, so John would always claim how in shape he was, and he was a runner. And I'm not a runner, never have been a runner. And I was like, well, I bet I can beat you in this.
Wow.
So, but racing, I mean, that would be really fun. Do they just let anybody
drive?
Well,
they used to have like celebrity races at like WIR and some of those kind of places.
Cool.
We need to bring that back. That needs to be a thing that needs to
come back.
You know
what's the weirdest thing, though? Because I remember people still bring this up to me years ago. This would be like 1990. Lindy Infante was the head coach of the Packers, and he was a huge race fan. So WIR actually got us two really good cars, two of the top cars, and we raced. Okay, the first year he beat me. The second year I beat him because I think I bumped him. He spun out or whatever, whatever. So anyway, but here's the thing. You watch it on video, and everybody's like, wow, you guys are only going like 20 miles an hour? It seems so. In your mind, you're flying
it
around
feels
that
so
track.
It feels so fast.
Is that really how fast you're going?
Well, we're probably going 60.
Oh.
But compared to those guys who are going 90,
sure.
95,
sure.
whatever, that it looks so slow to people. But honest to God, when you're doing it, you're almost like white knuckling it because that curve comes up so fast and there's such tough curves. It's like, it's a fun thing to do, but to really understand racing, you have to experience that one time of being strapped in like that and actually trying to let it snap.
So if Emerson's going to bring that back at WIR, the other thing he can bring back is the snowmobile races inside Lambeau Field.
Ooh.
I participated
in Lambeau?
Mm-hmm. In Lambeau. Remember that, Johnny?
It was like the slalom type thing?
Yeah.
Snowcross. Sure.
Yeah, snowcross.
Yeah. And I was in there and I thought people were flying. I'm like, ew. It was not my thing, but they had this celebrity race.
You had a career to think about. You didn't want to risk the body there.
But those are things that, you know, it's going to be fun for you, and it's going to be fun for your viewers and for the community to see you out there. And
we got a text here. It said Thursday is practice night at 1:41.
Oh,
Thursdays are practice
night.
There
we go.
There we go.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
We'll go there.
What's the fastest that you've ever driven on a racetrack, Emerson?
I would say probably, like you said, around 90-ish, it's they're short tracks, so you don't really get the top speed rolling. So I'd probably between like 70 and 90, depending.
That is flying if you were sitting in that car.
People always say, they're like, oh, you drive like I drive on the freeway.
Oh, my, exactly.
I mean, sure, but you're also with 25 other people that are trying not
to
crash
into
you.
And those corners come up so fast.
They come up quick. My first race when I was 14, I just didn't turn into the first turn.
You were racing before you had a driver's license.
Yeah. Before I had my learner's permit, even.
Oh my
God. Yeah. Like I said, mom was a saint for allowing that to happen. But dad had the whole car ready to rock, and then first turn right into the wall. And I thought that was the end of my career. Fortunately, we came back next week and got a little bit better. But
that's cool.
I'll be honest with you guys. It started a little rough.
So the other thing you like to
do. Jim's career on this show.
It is a...
He's been putting me down all morning.
Oh, okay.
All week.
It's been meteoric. Yeah. That's what it's been. Yeah. So this guy, I don't know how old you are, 25?
27.
27.
Yes.
And you play pickleball. It's like, what are you doing out on that
court?
Yeah,
that, you know what? Can we be honest with you?
Right.
We don't mean to rip you or anything.
But we will. Please do. Please do.
It's like, Mac, this guy was racing snowmobiles when he was 4. This guy was
driving cars,
dirt tracks and Beaver Dam with all these hardcore... I love him, but redneck type guys, you know. And he also
knits.
Plays pickleball.
Plays pickleball.
I'm going to stand by it here because I learned during the pandemic. I was playing basketball, noon basketball. They took that away. So my friend and I wanted to stay active. We started playing pickleball. And some 70-year-old ladies taught us the rules, and they kicked our butts. Like,
really?
Mopped the floor with us.
Wow.
Then we kind of started figuring out that we were athletic and could
yeah,
beat them in different ways in the game. And yeah, I don't know. I just kept playing it, and it's blowing up now. If you
oh my god,
haven't heard,
right? The city's converted a couple parks to pickleball.
There's a huge scene in Green Bay. Yeah, I checked that before I took the job here.
We got another text here as far as a celebrity race says. Does Mino actually even qualify as a celebrity anymore?
Good
just
question.
Jabby in there.
Good question. All right. An in-tune listener. Okay, well, thank you for that.
So
of course he does.
Donna Schmidt.
The pickleball thing, when you were telling me about that, and I was like, oh, yeah, my mom's 72-year-old best friend plays pickleball. Right. I don't really know anything about it.
So I would like to say I'm not playing against a lot of 80-year-olds now. Okay. I'm in more of the competitive divisions, but there are a lot of 50, 60-year-olds that are still incredible pickleball players.
And you play in tournaments.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, Emerson, I think that started off as, we don't want to play tennis anymore, but we still want to get active. And I remember we played when way first started. It was just something like, what is it?
Yep.
That kind of thing. We were at a resort. And now, like you said, it's very competitive. And some of the people, they're not real nice to each other. I mean,
they're picking it over tennis. I mean, yeah, I don't care to share some of the conversations I've had at tournaments, but people get fired up, man. It's competitive.
It really is competitive, Johnny.
I'm a different man on the pickleball court. I'll say that.
There you go. Have you done it, Tammy?
I have not. So the first time I heard about pickleball, I think my son might have been in middle school. So he's a senior in high school now. And I remember the gym teacher, I was there for a day volunteering. And she's like, I just want to let you know, your son is great at pickleball. And I looked at her. I was like, at what? She goes, pickleball. And I said, what is that? And she goes, in gym class, we play pickleball. Right. She goes, have your son tell you about it. And yeah, he's loved pickleball.
Right. Wow.
But that it was years ago. And then it's exploding. Yeah. We were just talking, there's developments. And like you said, Jim, there's pickleball courts being converted.
So taking some tennis courts in some space that wasn't even, I think they even may have converted a basketball court. You like that too.
Jim, I just got a text.
Such
says,
a demand.
I believe Jim does have the credentials for going very fast.
Oh, funny. Who's Donna? That one's from Donna.
That one's from Donna.
Donna's an intent listener. I like it.
Oh, no, I'm not having a good year.
It's almost over, so that's good.
We're close.
Kind of getting close to driving on. Yeah, my points are dwindling. But it's a lot of it's his fault. I just want to say.
Fault.
Well, I drive with him once in a while. Even that. We went to the Christmas party and we came back and didn't have a good experience. But
it's a lot of blame being shared. Right now. I don't know if that's fair.
I like your honesty.
Yeah,
I was just hanging on, going along for the ride.
Anyway, yes, I like racing. I like driving fast. I'm not sure I like racing, but I've been, like I told you, I was down in Indianapolis, and you can drive your own. You can drive cars at Elkhart too.
Yep,
yeah,
sure.
So that's like. Cool stuff. Yeah,
I've been going to the Indy 500 every year since I was four. So,
really?
Yeah, this will be year 23.
Where's the passion come from? Your family? I mean, your dad?
Yeah, my dad. I'm named after Emerson Fittipaldi, so if that doesn't give it away.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad, my grandpa, they're both really into it. My dad raced snowmobiles when he was a bit younger than me now, but they just... It gets stuck in your blood, and it got stuck in mine. So.
And didn't you, wasn't that your dream to be a professional?
Yeah, I thought I was going to be an IndyCar driver until I was like 17.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I decided I needed to find a real job. So,
but that is an expensive gig.
Very.
A friend of mine is invested in one of you French guys or a French guy.
Sure.
And it's big money. Now, they're making good money, but...
That's kind of why my career did not blossom the way I wanted it to.
Well, you could have been. We talked about the French guys. Was it Gilles Villeneuve? Years ago, there was a champion snowmobile racer and IndyCar racer.
Yep, yep, wow. Absolutely. Yeah, up at Eagle River, he would.
Because my brother was a big snowmobile racer.
Sure.
For Art of Cat.
Yep.
It was Eagle River, Rhinelander.
We're a Polaris family, but I'll forget that.
I actually had a Polaris Colt 16 horse. All
right.
That was my first snowmobile.
Fantastic.
But it used to be huge. They'd race the Sioux 500. It was a 500-mile race.
Yes.
Where you'd have teams, four different guys. Would do it. Snowmobile racing used to be absolutely huge.
I worry about that industry. Look outside. But we talked a little bit about that. Was that yesterday or the day before? That would have been Sunday. But anyway, about El Nino.
Before yesterday was Sunday? Really? Okay. I thought it was Tuesday, but that's
it could have been Tuesday. Well, whatever, Johnny.
It's been a long week.
Don't get caught up in the details.
It's been a long week is right. But what they were talking about was just the whole weather pattern, and it has shifted, and I'm not sure they're making as much money as they used to, some of these ski resorts up in the UP. And, yeah, I feel kind of bad for them, but I think this is, somebody said it was temporary, right? And I think we got a report that it's like El Nino.
We're
it's a 7-year deal.
Yeah, hoping, fingers crossed, right?
Yeah.
We hope so.
I have memories. So as a kid, I didn't race, but I rode snowmobiles. I was always like, you know, sitting at, and my dad, and I remember we got the heated handlebars. I mean, that
amazing
was a big
invention.
Thing
yes.
Because I'm like sitting here listening to your lovely stories. And I'm like, that's great that you loved it and you have that passion. Me, this is me. I'm the kid going, how much longer? We're riding across Big Green, right? Big Green Lake, frozen Big Green
right.
Lake. And I'm like, it is freezing. So when we got the heated handlebars,
huge.
That was a big deal. And I remember I'd be able to double hold on because, you know, I have little tiny hands as a kid. And so that was my memory.
That's
and
cool.
I mean, I loved it. And it was a thing we did with our family.
Yeah.
In that area, but never wanted to, like, I'm like,
race.
Okay, when the ride's done, I'm like, where's the hot cocoa?
Tammy, reintroduce your special guest.
So we're talking with Emerson Lehman. He is first week on Action 2 News this morning with us. He's part of our team. We've been expanding our morning team, which is great. People have been asking who's leaving. No one's leaving. No one is retiring. They're talking about me. No, I'm not retiring because I'm the old one in the room now, you know. So, but yeah, we're super happy to have Emerson, and I thought it would be great. We've been kind of reconnecting John on the radio, and I said, John, you know, he was asking, anytime you want to come on, and I said, well, I've got this person I want to introduce you to. So yeah, Emerson is with us today, and just been doing a great job, and he's very modest, but I'm going to tell you, he's an Emmy Award-winning journalist, 27 years old already. So yeah.
What was the story on? Was it from a single story or?
Yeah, it was on a teacher down in Milwaukee. She started a read from home program during the pandemic and kind of immersed kids in cool different places. She'd do videos at Lambeau, at Pfizer Forum, and
awesome.
Just keeping them reading books and learning. So yeah, she had a pretty cool story, kind of told itself.
Fantastic. You guys, can you stick around?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. All right, great.
Having a good time with Mr. Mayor, with Tammy Elliott and her very special guest,
Emerson Lehman.
There you go. Back after this. Mino and the Mayor, getting close to wrap it up here on a Thursday. Mr. Mayor, what do you think of our two very special guests?
I know, Tammy, I want to just focus a little bit more on our most, well, I don't want to say our most special guest, but Emerson Lehman, who is the new anchor news morning.
Let me just jump in real quick. I apologize to both of you because this place smells so antiseptic because both of my guys here are on Hull's cough drops.
We kind of are. So, I know, but we're feeling better. Okay. We're feeling much better.
Do you ever have to wear Vicks to school in the morning when you had a chest cold?
Yeah.
And there's also one kid in class.
He's 27, so he doesn't know this job.
I know all
but
about that.
We, a 60-year-old had to slap that on and go to school.
There was one
get
kid
picked
class
on, get picked on all day. That was me. I was that kid. But just, hey, Emerson, any... So you've been here a couple of weeks. Any surprises? I mean, it's a little bit, it's not like Milwaukee, but it is Wisconsin.
You know, it feels like more like home for me than Milwaukee did because I come from a small farming town. So a lot of, you know, farming, blue collar people. And it just, it's cool to be here. And everybody is so nice up here in Green Bay. Everybody I've met so far. Just incredible people.
So you haven't taken them to a city council meeting yet? I'm just kidding.
Not yet.
They're
not
very
yet.
Nice. They're very nice. I just like to tease them. There is something to be said for Green Bay Nice.
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it right now. Just the response this week. I mean, this is the first week on air, and the people that have been reaching out, whether it be Facebook comments or I've gotten a lot of emails and messages, just so welcoming. The team as well has been so welcoming. It feels like I've been here for years and years already. It's been 2 weeks.
But save a couple of those letters you're going to get because some people will, your eyebrows. Remember we were talking about that
absolutely.
One show?
Absolutely.
People
sure.
will, and those are funny to look at when you retire. Now you've got a long, long ways to go, but I didn't throw a lot of those letters out, and it's fun to pull those out once in a while and just really laugh at, I can't believe that. But anyway, people are very kind. They just want to help you be successful.
And I'm definitely my own biggest critic. So to see some of those letters and
right.
It's fun to laugh at yourself a little bit, right? You have totally. To.
You have to.
But you know what's cool is that you got a passion for something that goes on around here. So I always feel like somebody has to have something, some kind of a hook to kind of get noticed and do whatever. And even the fact, I mean, here you're, you know, a young guy, very clean cut, whatever. Nobody would think of you as a hardcore racer type of guy.
Right.
So, I mean, even having that where you got that community then, like on your side.
Right.
You know, everybody, I think, in the media, especially media, entertainment, whatever you want to call it, you have to have a certain niche. You know what I mean? To kind of start starting point and go from there. So I think that's cool. I think you're really hitting the ground running by being that guy.
Yeah, I hope so. I always tell people I am definitely not the type of person you want to call to work on your cars. I just like driving them fast. But, I love being a part of it, and it's a really special community. So.
Okay, I have to say one thing, though. Yeah. I interviewed Emerson Fittipaldi several times. Nigel Mansell.
Yep.
Remember all those guys?
Of course.
That was a different element. Hey, I mean, that's a different versus Indy. I go way back, and I used to cover the Phoenix race. And it was with Bobby, all the legendary guys, and everyone was there.
Yep.
Okay. But they were just blue collar guys. Literally grew up on a farm someplace, and you know, got involved with this and the whole thing, and just wonderful down to earth guys. Boy, has that changed now? It's almost like hoity-toity group, isn't it, though?
You are a world superstar if you are a race car driver in, like, Formula One, NASCAR, Indy. Yeah,
and like Bobby Allison, I just loved him. Most down-to-earth guy and those kind of things. But that's a whole different world right now of racing.
Yeah, and that's why short tracks are so cool, is because you get to walk into the pits, and the stars that you're seeing on the track, they're right there working. I do work on my cars a little bit, I will say that. I'm just not the most mechanically inclined person, but yeah, it's fun to be able to walk right up there and talk to them and have a conversation, shake their hand, and they're all going to do that and be happy to do it with you. So,
but I will say this, if somebody is a race fan and haven't been to Elkhart Lake, you got to go. I mean, you just got to go.
One of the best tracks in the world.
In the
not
world.
Even just America. Yeah, the world. It's
one
incredible.
Of the coolest sensations being in the media is they've got the photo deck that goes right over the top of it. Stand there and watch these cars go about 190 miles underneath you. Yeah. It's incredible. I still say of all the athletes in the world, race car drivers have the most courage.
You're my kind of guy, man. I love it.
I truly mean that. Yeah. Don't you?
Oh, I 100%. I would agree. I always get in arguments with people when they say racing's not a sport. And I'm like, I've been more tired after a race than I was after a high school football game.
Absolutely.
So it's such a blast.
No, okay.
And that's why the pickleball, that'll keep you conditioning for racing,
fast
right?
Hands. Yeah, yeah, fast hands. You're ready.
Jim,
it's
you
fantastic.
And I got to start
they
playing pickleball. We're playing pickleball.
What impresses me about Emerson is you look at the guy and he could be a race car driver, right? Young, little bit of a death wish, you know, out on the edge.
I mean, he's working
adrenaline
with me.
Junkie, right?
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant. But the pickleball thing, but now that pickleball is getting more competitive, see it. I know.
Tammy and I are going to play you two. We'll get that going. We'll get you guys trained up a little bit, and then we'll take you guys on.
Whoa. I don't know.
Wait.
We may have to.
I'm speaking that into existence right now.
No,
that's what's going
to
happen.
Yes.
We are not.
Todd, would you be my partner?
No, we're not going to stack the deck like that. Maybe we'll split these guys up with one of us. No, we're not playing. Look, John, you don't have to make all this. I'm just saying the answer is no.
All right,
so,
fair enough.
I don't need all this drama. The answer is no.
Wow.
So anyway.
Wow.
You know what else I like about what you said? And like I said, I just met you today. You know, just getting into the community, people are going to really appreciate that. And they may, I don't know how your numbers work, but I mean, people like to watch people they like, right? Well, and you're going to get out this Grayson thing you're doing, but the community shelter and a few more of these fundraisers and a couple races you run, like just, you know, the Bell and 10K type thing.
I found out yesterday that the morning team takes part in that. So I'm going to start training.
We do
it's
one
like
of the
18,000 people come to that.
Well, we do the Fox Cities Marathon too. We don't do the marathon portion of it. We walk the 5K and we do an introduction.
Oh, cool.
WBAY sponsors that. But yeah, the Bellin and all the great races that are in the area.
Races.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun to see.
And you don't
there.
Necessarily have to be a runner. You can do the walk.
Okay,
Kevin. Yes.
Me and Murphy against you and Emerson.
There you go. That would be interesting.
That's
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense, and I'll report on it.
Okay, that'd be great.
you'll be ready.
You do the play-by-play.
Sideline reporter.
I'll do the play-by-play.
Sorry, Emerson, you got me on your
team. Hey, we're ready. We're ready for it. We'll start training now.
I'm really good at the news. I don't know about pickleball.
I could see you as being a good pickleball player, though.
I'm competitive.
You're competitive.
That's half the battle right there.
Absolutely.
You're going to surprise yourself. I can feel it.
I'm in. I've wanted to play this ever since it first started, and Jim was always like, I'm not playing that game.
I'm not playing that game.
I played it.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, tell us, you know, it's Christmas here. What do you do for the holidays?
I'm going to be waking up on Action 2 News this morning, Christmas Day. So excited for that. No, I'm really excited, and I get to go see the family afterwards. That's the joy of living close by, so we'll do that too.
And it's also the joy of being the new guy.
I'm thanking Emerson because I get to spend it with my family and sleep in on Christmas. I've been there plenty of years.
You know what my favorite Christmas Eve show was when we did radio together?
What was that?
When DK's wife came in with her homemade Kahlua, and you had about 3 glasses, and you were ready to go.
Well, this year I won't have to work after 3
Remember
glasses.
Remember that one? Merry Christmas, everybody. Emerson, best of luck to you. Thank you so much for being here. Tammy Elliott, always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Like I said, you've got an open door policy here.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to all you.
Merry Christmas to
outstanding.
Everyone.
Jim, get better.
Johnny, okay.
All right. See you, buddy.
I'm going to bed.
Thanks for being here, everybody. Mine on the Mayor. See ya. Ready.